Hey everyone, welcome back to the next episode of Thrive in EDU podcast. I am your host, Rochelle Denae Poth. This is season five, episode number 36. Goodness, I've been doing this podcast for a really long time. It's took a 2-week break here with the timing of people having spring break and some breaks from school. So I decided I would come back fresh with an April episode and with some new opportunities coming up. So I am thankful if you are listening in for the first time. If you've been listening, I'm also very thankful. And I hope that you will subscribe to the podcast. Also going to throw out there that I have a blog that is www.rdene915.com. You can subscribe to that. I have a post that comes out every week. Sometimes it's my own. Sometimes it is a guest post. So if you have been thinking about writing a blog post, or if you have already written some and you're looking for another place to post them, send them my way. I do have a form on my site that you can fill out. And finally, before we dive into today's episode, I have a newsletter that typically comes out twice a month. The next episode, the edition of my newsletter, is coming out on Monday, April 8th. And so putting some things together for that, some upcoming events, conferences, free webinars, blogs and podcasts and lots of different things. So hope you will subscribe to that. The bit.ly for it is Poth, as in P-O-T-H, my last name, news, N-E-W-S, and the number one, which is all lowercase. That will take you to one of them, but you can also see past issues and you can also subscribe. So with that being said, if you've been listening to the podcast recently, I have had some guests join me. I had Thomas Hummel and Thomas Thompson from EduAid. I had an author, Jenny Hubanks, who wrote the book Thrive, Special Needs Strategies That Work. And I really enjoy talking to all of them. As you well know, if you've been listening, I tend to have the conversations with myself. And so it's always nice to have a conversation with some different people. If you would like to be a guest on my podcast, feel free to reach out. I am scheduling some guests here coming up and look forward to having some authors, some recent newly published authors, some repeat authors, also some people working with some different technology companies that we are all most likely familiar with. And so those are a couple things I wanted to throw out there today. Now, for today's episode, I was thinking about some different ideas that you can maybe explore for the spring. We're running out of time here in the school year, which is really kind of interesting because I don't know where the time goes. And I entered the school year with the best intentions of trying lots of new things. And next thing you know, it's already April. So with that, I have a couple of ideas, some of which might involve technology and some that don't. If you know me, you know that I've been talking about AI for 6 years. One of my favorite things to talk about, present on. I've been doing a lot of different webinars, workshops. I have some things lined up over the summer to do some traveling. We work with some schools and educators throughout the country. Definitely looking for more. So that is something I'm very interested in. But at this time of the year, I'm really excited about finding new ideas to bring into the classroom, especially if we're seeing a dip in student engagement. Everybody's getting kind of tired right now. It's been a long year. We're heading into a testing season, potentially final exams. Depending on the grade level that you teach, you might have some seniors that are kind of thinking about next steps, getting nervous for graduation, maybe even a little bit antsy. And so some things that I've found that have really worked well at the end of the school year, and I actually had written a blog post about this, so it's kind of a combination, but just as you know, if you've heard me speak, it's just kind of off the cuff. We talk a lot about student engagement, motivation for learning, intrinsic motivation, getting students excited for learning and seeing more about the ongoing process of it, the continuous improvement. You know, what could they change? What could they improve upon? Being okay with making mistakes, and for us, taking some risks in the classroom. And so years ago, I've talked about this, you may have heard me say it, I didn't really get student engagement. I thought I did. I thought it looked a certain way. I understood why it mattered, but I wasn't making the connection. It wasn't just that the students were playing the game and they looked excited. It was not just that they seemed happy in the classroom. It's about them becoming more curious about learning, about investing more in it because it's authentic and meaningful. They're excited for it. We create opportunities for them that enable them to take some chances with it, to have a choice in what they're learning, to understand the reasons behind why we're trying different methods or bringing in different tools. And then once they're kind of like, okay, this seems like something that's kind of fun or interesting to do, it sparks that curiosity for learning and then their interest in the content. And as a result, they're going to become more excited about it, more engaged in it, and that'll lead to the development of their critical thinking skills. They'll have a greater understanding of the content material, develop additional skills that can apply in other areas. And of course, we know that all will help them with academic success and success in the future. So what do those experiences look like and how do you start? Well, think of something maybe that's different for you that you've thought about trying and you're running out of time, and also that gives students a chance to create something that is interesting to them. For me, I love using some different tools, especially in my STEAM course for emerging technology, all the artificial intelligence and coding, augmented virtual reality, you name it, that we've been doing for 6+ years now. And it's always exciting to see how the students respond, to see what they come up with, the questions they have, the challenges that they face, the answers that I don't know to those questions that they have and the challenges that they're facing, and to be okay with that, because we know we're supposed to be co-learning and facilitating in the classroom and giving opportunities where we may not be the experts, because that's kind of difficult to do, but it gives students a chance to build, you know, autonomy in learning. It will boost that engagement. And like I said, I've decided over the years to just dive into some new ideas that are focused on students telling stories in different ways, bringing in some of the different technologies that we're seeing. And so storytelling is powerful. One of the reasons I love writing blogs or specifically books or having podcasts with guests is because the power of a story. And hearing the story of others helps us to learn, to understand different perspectives, to get new ideas, to have support. So many different benefits to that. And for our students, when they can tell a story and create something, whether it's using paper and markers and traditional tools without the digital options, or they find something that is with technology that really meets their interests and gets them curious and excited about learning, I don't think it really matters, because the end result is they're creating something that is authentic and meaningful to them. It's relevant and they feel valued because they have a choice in it. So for today's kind of mini episode, it's going to be two things. One, some augmented virtual reality. I did this years ago, Spanish course, end of the year. They challenged me, why don't we get to do this? And I thought, you know what? I don't have anything to lose. Let's dive in. So if you haven't heard of CoSpaces EDU, it is for augmented virtual reality, immersive storytelling. There are lots of lesson plans available. You can also have students just go in and explore the different types of, projects that people have already made, for example. And then the other component of it is even just to look at that and use it as a starting point. Finding the time is kind of difficult. And if you want to have a little bit of time just to spark some curiosity, then give kids the chance to go to the gallery, to look, to find something that's easy, that's interesting, that meets their needs, and see what happens. Doesn't matter if you're teaching elementary, middle school, high school, higher education, pre-service teachers, you name it. There's something there for everyone. And it can be about anything. It could be what happened next in the story. Recreate what actually happened in the story. Use it in a science class, ELA class, history and social studies classes. So that also combines with Emerge Cube. So you can have a really interactive, immersive story. And I do have a promo code for it. It is capital COS as in CoSpaces, promo, and then my initials, RDP24. And I'll be sure to drop that into the show notes, but that is going to get you a little bit of an extra trial, and you could try the merge cube as well. So that went really well for my students in Spanish 2. They built relationships, they remembered the content, they had fun, their student engagement went up. The end of the year was not so difficult as it had been in prior years. So that is option number one. Option number two that I did for the first time last year, but I had been doing for years, as you are well aware, because I said this is the fifth season, many episodes into my podcast, is podcasting with students and giving them a chance to go through the whole process. What would your podcast be about? What is your brand? What is your logo? Who are your guests? What questions will you ask? What is the frequency of your podcast for that consistency piece of it? And some students chose to work on their own, some chose to work together, and we involved multiple different tools. Some students ended up using Spotify, some did use Soundtrap. They used Canva to create a logo, for example, but there are tons of possibilities out there. And the excitement after the nervousness wore off, but the excitement for it, and I had students that just kept going and going and creating podcast episode after podcast episode. And I said, you might want to schedule some of those out so that you don't, you know, release 7 episodes in 5 days. So just some things to consider. And between both of those options that I've given you, especially at this time of the year, they both have some things in common. They give the students the opportunity for some collaboration, communication, creativity, definitely some problem solving because of the logistics that go into recording and if you're editing a podcast or working with Co-Spaces and doing some coding. And it's just something that might be very, very different than from what they've been doing. So I learned a lot from them in both of those experiences, but it didn't take a ton of time on my part. Once I kind of wrapped my head around what I was doing, and then I had time to kind of peel back and look at it and figure out how I could improve it and asking the students how I could improve it too. So at the end of the day, I think there is no better time. There's a couple times during the year that I think it's a great time to try new ideas. But at the end of the day, I think at the end of the school year, the spring heading into the summer, where then we have time to think about the methods we used, ones we didn't get to, which ones had the most impact, and making time to get feedback from students is going to make a really big difference for them. Of course, that's our primary concern, but also for us, and showing that we can try some different things in our classroom. And so that's today's episode. Off the cuff, just that's how it is. Going to have some guests, like I said, coming up. Again, if you want to be a guest on my podcast, talk about something that's on your mind in education, something that you've written, a conference you've been to, anything, just reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to have more guests on my podcast. But for today, that's it. It's just me. And I hope that you will have a fantastic week, that you will subscribe and continue listening to my podcast, check out the blog and the newsletter. And if you'll be heading out to any conferences or joining in any events, let me know. It'd be awesome to make more connections in real life, in person. So thanks again for listening and have a fantastic day.